morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today's Thursday, 5th of January, and partly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is mostly sunny and pleasant, and clear to partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 22 to high of 30 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, visible on 42%. Here in studio with us we have a Sigrid inviting us to a talk on Sunday, 8th of January at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion with Yuvraj Kapadia, well-known trainer in hypnotherapy and transpersonal regressional therapy in India and all around. Good morning, Sigrid, and welcome to our studio again, but this time with a different role as a therapist. You are a homeopathic therapist, right?
Yeah, I'm a classical homeopath. Yeah. I'm a trainer in that.
I believe you are in organization of to facilitate the talk of regressional hypnotherapist, Yuvraj Kapadia, who is coming to Auroville.
Yeah, Yuvraj Kapadia is hypnotherapy and regression therapist teacher, mm-hmm. and has come several times already to Auroville and trained about 20 therapists here mm-hmm. in hypnotherapy. He is also connected to Auroville, met the mother as a child, and has been giving his teaching in the ashram. Mm-hmm. Now this time he comes with a get-together of 40 therapists who are into transpersonal regression therapy. That's a further refined method of hypnotherapy uh-huh. and includes energy work, inner child work, past life therapy.
All this stuff.
It's a very state-of-the-art, latest development in this field.
These 40 hypnotherapists are from Auroville or they're from outside?
No, they're from outside, but uh-huh. we will mingle here with the therapists.
So how many hypnotherapists do we have in Auroville?
Hypnotherapists, 20 got trained. Many of them incorporate the techniques in whatever therapy they're doing mm-hmm. in multiple ways.
Do you use hypnotherapy in your therapies?
Yeah, of course. I do sessions, and of course it's also the theory which can be applied in many ways. The course is designed for that, because the core element is the theory of the mind and how the conscious and subconscious connect. And that in any therapy you connect conscious with subconscious and connect the matter to change perspective. So this is what we do. And so I'm finalizing now my teacher training and transpersonal mm-hmm. regression therapy, mm-hmm. Which is a technique which comes from Holland and is practiced and taught internationally. Mm-hmm. And the talk on Sunday evening, 7 p.m., will be the
Unity Pavilion, right?
Yeah. Will be the scope of healing and self-development and transpersonal regression therapy.
And that talk, it's for public, right?
That is for everybody, yeah.
Yeah, but the rest of the days are for those 40 hypnotherapists, right?
Yeah, so they update their theoretical knowledge, and they have also practice sessions to mm-hmm. integrate new stuff, and there will be some Aurovillians can get sessions. That's already organized.
Some Aurovillians will get sessions with them as a practice, or I mean as a serious thing?
No, because they're all already highly experienced therapists mm-hmm. who are now finalizing an additional mm-hmm. training in transpersonal regression therapy, and the sessions are 2 to 3 hours and usually have transforming effects. A colleague of mine who's a medical doctor in a hospital in Chennai, he, for example, put together 12 cases of healed autoimmune disorders with mm-hmm. his technique.
The hypnotherapy and regression, for which problems of the body and the soul it helps the most? In which cases?
Autoimmune diseases, of course, then unexplainable diseases or syndromes in the body,
like
a lack of energy, then accident trauma release, mm-hmm. then of course issues which are related to past lives, which you know we all in Auroville mother said we knew each other already before, so mm-hmm. Everybody has a kind of inner sense why they came here, same for me. So I researched the question, mm-hmm. and it's an ongoing research even after 30 years. But it's all meant to stand better now in life, which I definitely
You personally, in which area of, on which scope did you have the most, the best results, so to speak?
How I stand in life and what I can do.
Mm-hmm. And I mean with the hypnotherapy and the regressional therapy.
For me, it was the most thing was the past life therapy. But for other people, it's more body syndromes. It's more that they have lack of energy after operations, that they discover they have childhood traumas, which hold them back from going to the full potential.
The childhood drama usually are pushed so back in the memory that the person does not remember.
Sometimes also remember, but then it doesn't need that remembering solves. You have to do energy work, but regression therapy usually solves in 5 sessions, but other psychotherapies who deal only with talking take years to heal.
Yeah, that takes much longer, yeah.
So some people do 10 years of analysis or, you know, 2 years of talking therapy once a week. So this you can do in
faster,
5 sessions.
Faster and deeper.
Faster and deeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Very advanced method. So I'm happy to bring this to Oroville and see it as part of a progressive evolution.
So let us repeat. Everyone is welcome on Sunday at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, correct?
Yeah.
To a talk by
Yuvraj Kapadia on the scope of healing and self-development in transpersonal regression therapy.
Thank you, Sigrid. And from Working Committee and the Oroville Council and the Town Development Council, we have a reminder for all participants to attend the upcoming workshop on our lands on Saturday, 7th of January, between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, where the core group will make a presentation of the work done so far and together with everyone determine the way forward. Christmas fair at Youth Center is gonna be this Saturday, 7th of January, between 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and they name it this year Naliki Fair, since it's happening after the Christmas. But anyhow, there will be lots of music, games, goodies, food and fun. On Sunday, 8th of January, between 10 to 12 a.m. in the morning, we are invited to Maruton Healing Forest, who will offer us a herbal walk and talk with Shivraj. At the visitor center on Sunday, 8th of January at 8 p.m., we can listen to Bossa Nova and rock concert with Bossa Nova from Elaine and Band and rock from Anando, Israel, Dani and Suresh. And on Wednesday, January 11th at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat News, the Oroville Youth Choir, who was founded in 1993 and consists today from 30 singers from 10 different nationalities, age from 9 to 17 years. The choir performs a cappella as well with accompaniment of the piano or other instrument. And since 1995, the Oral Youth Choir has been directed by Nuria Casanova. Bhavishyate Aurobindo Center of Studies, India and Abroad, Bharat Nivas, Oroville and California Institute of Integral Studies, San Francisco, students and faculties are here. And there were already some ongoing sessions. So today at 5 to 6:30 at Bhavishyate Hall, we can listen to Ideal of Human Unity, Integral Yoga and Oroville, which is not only listening but also collective sharing. We already know that on next Thursday, January 12th at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, CAT number 6 will be going on Collective Intelligence for Evolutionary Transformation with Jean-François Nobel, who is well known by Orwellians already on his economy aspects of no money transfer. On Tuesday 10th at 8 p.m. at Pitanka, the talk on The Great Nebula in Orion by Francesca Detres, Mitra Konietzka and Neil Schutte. And we are invited to a stained glass exhibition by Robert from Luminosity from January 7th to January 21st at 2:30 to 6 p.m. every day except Sunday. at Gallery Square Circle today at 5 p.m. It will be official inauguration and opening of the exhibition named Patterns, curated by Amrit Zelnick, and it's a group exhibition by Audrey, Dharmesh, Marco, Ramesh, Satya and Shinsa, with the subtitle We and You, Life Patterns. And they're saying for them, personal patterns reveal themselves in their drawing and painting. Some they may not want, some they may not want to change, and some may never change. They're established by our conditioning, senses and needs. In the process of painting, what is fascinating to the six of them are the patterns that are revealed by forms, texture, movements, colors and space. So in this show they will express very different patterns. The opening today will be with Jazz Combo by Matt on electric piano, Holger on double bass, Srinath on drums. And Integrality, All Spheres of Life, Revitalizing the Luster of Spiritual Truth in All Life. This series of 10 sessions in exploration of 10 aspects of life in the light of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. Going on still every Thursday in the Reading Room at Savitri Bhavan between 5:30 to 7 p.m. For January 12, the theme is Beauty and Sustainability. To register, please mail to Divyanshi at divyanshi0222@gmail.com. And here's an announcement from the Orwell Bakery that they will be open on Sunday, 8th of January with croissants and cakes. There's a possibility to aurora sighting at the latitude of northern US and Europe on January 4th and 5th. Have you heard about the huge coronal hole in the sun that is facing Earth's way? According to spaceweather.com, it means that the chances of geomagnetic storms and those auroras for those at high latitudes are high this week. And it should be worth knowing, the Space Weather Prediction Center calls this a minor storm. Bottom line, a huge Earth facing coronal hole has caused an increased chance of geomagnetic storms on January 3rd, 4th and 5th. Today at 7:45 p.m. at Bhavishyata in Bharat Nivas there was screen black. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow, Friday 6th of January at 7:30 p.m. The French Revolution, The Years of Hope, directed by Robert Enrico and was made in France, Italy and Germany in 1989. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, also tomorrow but at 7 p.m. A Simpler Way, Crisis as Opportunity, made in 2016 and directed by Jordan Osmond and Samuel Alexander. At Cinema Paradiso today we can see French drama biography Chocolate, made in France in 2016 and directed by Roche Dizen. On Saturday, international drama thriller Bigger Splash, made in Italy in 2015 by director Luca Guadagnino. On Sunday at Students Film at 4:30 p.m. Fantasy Alice Through the Looking Glass, made in 2016 and directed by James Bobbin. And later on they will start with François Truffaut Film Festival at Cine Club. And on the defining films of the French New Wave, it displays many of the characteristic traits of the movement. And this Sunday, there was screen drama thriller The 400 Blows, made in France in 1959, and of course directed by François Truffaut. And George Eliot wrote, "It's never too late to be what you might have been." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.